KP Anderson is in studio. Do you even know what a dive bar is?
Oh, yes, my friend. I started out as before I was a big-time writer, showrunner, comic, I started out in Minneapolis in 1990 doing stand-up comedy, and I was...
Vikings fan?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, big time.
One right over here.
Yep.
Too.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Hello.
I noticed a pain in your
eyes. The sadness.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Almost slumped over.
Yeah.
Yeah. A depth of just regret in your soul that you can never undo.
That's right.
Never win anything big.
But yeah. I mean, I came up out of small town Minnesota and have been a dive bar guy. I don't do well in places with ropes and lines.
Right. We have requirements for dive bars.
Okay.
I wrote this on Facebook, and tell me if I missed something here.
Okay.
Number one, has to have been open for decades.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for a good dive bar, yeah.
All right. Hasn't been remodeled or cleaned since payphones were around.
Yes.
Yep.
Once had a payphone.
Right.
Yep,
definitely.
Stinks of stale beer and cigarette smoke.
Yes, mm-hmm. Right. There's nicotine on the walls.
You would rather light yourself on fire than sleep on the men's room floor.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. Not by choice.
Yeah.
There are times you end up on the floor because you drank too much.
Yeah, but you would never want to be. I didn't know how to say, like, the beams are moist with urine.
That's how you say it.
I can't say it that way. I just didn't want to post that. Yeah, when you walk into the bathroom and the floor is spongy. It's spongy.
And a real neon light somewhere.
Yeah, with one bulb missing.
Mm-hmm. Well, it could be on.
Okay. Yeah. Like a Miller High Life, whatever.
But they have a real neon light somewhere.
Right.
All right, we had some good ones yesterday.
Yes, we did.
Burton's in West Haven is one I want to visit. What was that other one from Brantford?
You had the Elm and the Eel Pot.
The Elm.
The Eel Pot.
Eel Pot.
Eel Pot's got a good name.
Right.
That's another dive bar.
Right.
A name that implies the same. Yeah.
Like, you could never say, what the hell is up with this place?
What'd
you think you were going to get?
It's a good name for the
Eel Pot.
The bathroom, maybe.
Because the kids will try to, like, hang a dive bar shingle on something.
Yeah.
And get it wrong by, like, in the name alone, they'll go, we'll call it hospice. You're like, no, it's not.
Todd in Stratford, what do you think?
Yale Bowl Cafe.
Yale Bowl Cafe?
Yeah, I know exactly. Yes. I know exactly what you're talking about. I've driven past it.
Right.
I lock my doors as I'm approaching the area.
Okay.
And, yeah, I've never been in it, but it seems like it has a lot of grime.
Very dive bar-y.
I don't know. I thought it might be on the RIP list because this goes back to the 70s. I was 13 years old, and my late brother would bring me there, and I'd get surfed. I was 13 years old.
Nice.
Prime that liver early.
Nice. Yeah, that's a sign it's a dive bar.
Yep.
Yeah.
Like, you look old enough to drink, you could hold that bottle.
Remember some dive bars had the pistachio machine?
Yeah.
It was pistachio, but it was like a quarter in it, you had pistachios. Mm-hmm. Yep.
I don't even think it was a quarter. I think it was like 10 cents.
Like 10 cents.
Yeah.
Then they paid you.
All right, so you think they might be RIP?
Yes, I've actually Googled it, and it doesn't come up on Google, so
okay.
I think it's off the map. I don't know.
All right, we'll check it out.
Yeah.
All right, man.
Someone will call in.
Yeah.
I heard yesterday, late afternoon, that we have a trophy for this.
Oh, we do?
So whoever wins, so we'll get a bunch of nominees, we'll put it to a vote.
Right.
The tribe will vote, and someone will get the honor of having that trophy.
Gathered dust on their bar for a lot of years. With a cigarette stuck in it.
There should be a couple of dents in the trophy when it arrives.
Right. There should be dents.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
There should be, like, you know, just grime.
Pre-soaked.
Yeah.
Preston in Cheshire.
Hello?
Hi.
Hello?
Yeah, you're on.
I might be a little young here. I understand that. But I got to admit, there's a little place right down Route 10 where I am over in Cheshire. It's right between the line between Plainsville and Southington. Little place called Sam the Clam.
Absolutely. Sam the Clam.
The best.
Were they called yesterday?
Sam the Clam. I don't call Sam the Clam.
I think they were called in yesterday.
Sam the Clam? I don't call Sam the Clam. No? That would stick out, Sam the Clam, yeah.
Absolutely, bad thoughts. The best place in the world. The best place you're ever going to get some good old-fashioned seafood, whatever you like. Get yourself...
Wait, I detect a commercial here. Hold it.
Is this Sam or Mr. Clam?
Yeah, which one are you, Sam or the Clam?
How is your clam right now, Sam or Matt? Is it a bar?
It's a bar and grill. It's been here since I was a kid. I've been here for, like, 16 years in Cheshire.
All right, how old are you?
I'm 23, 24.
You're 23, 24. Wouldn't you know?
Are you passing the birthdays right now?
I'm going on 24.
Okay. All right. You're 23. Right,
he's just 3 days past telling his age in months. So
I'm this.
Cut him some slack.
Right.
All right. Sam the Clam. Right. We're going to look this up. Yeah. It's Cheshire?
It's in Southington.
Southington. I've been there. It's a fun place.
Sam the Clam?
Would you say this
is it a dive bar? They serve food. Is that... Right? Like, do dive bars serve food?
I think a lot of good dive bars have some kind of food that's actually, like, that's the place to go get that food.
But if a dive bar serves seafood, there should be police and ambulance reports.
Some
of the dive bars have crabs.
Yeah. I love a dive bar that's just got a crock pot.
Right.
That has a crock pot and something in it that you just go over and grab.
Mystery meat.
Like, we did hot dogs in there. Okay.
And those eggs in a jar. In the brine.
Oh, no.
The eggs in the jar.
The people somehow. And pig's feet.
All right. Thank you, Preston. Appreciate it.
Sam the Clams is a fun place. Absolutely.
I want a T-shirt.
Fran and Branford.
Hi.
Hi.
You got the crock pot hot dog Wednesday at the Elm. Yeah, it's a typical.
You got Weenie Wednesday? Right.
Hold on. What are we talking about here?
Yeah.
Talk it to the mouthpiece.
Elm Cafe.
What's that?
The Elm Cafe in Branford?
Yep. Another one.
They came up.
Yeah,
they
come blood.
That's two dive bars with the word cafe in it.
Like 90 years, and they have crock pot in the front window, hot dog Wednesday, pizza Friday.
I mean, that is bold to call yourself a cafe and serve out of a crock pot.
Proudly displayed.
Is it the hot dogs in the water too long? They start to split and they start to bend.
Yeah, why is the crock pot in the window?
Yeah.
How are we going to get people in here?
A crock pot in the window. With wieners.
This place needs some eye candy. Where's the crock pot? Right.
Anyone could put a Schaefer light in the window. Right. We'll put a crock pot.
We need a place for the flies to land after they hit the bug zapper.
Oh, no.
How do you like your fly?
You got to check it out.
All right. Listen, your call just sold me. I can guarantee you within 7 days, I will be at the Elm Cafe.
I'll go on Thursday.
Nothing has survived through tornadoes, hurricanes. It looks like a shack. But it's really cool. Yeah.
My wife is going to be very excited about this week's date night.
We went by here for 20 years, and we always thought it was like a dump or a private club. And then when they come in, they always come back.
Yeah.
Huh.
Good vibe.
What town?
Branford.
Branford, right on Main Street.
Yeah, definitely.
It's funny. There's a lot of dive bars in Branford.
I don't want Weenie Wednesday, but they got hot dog burps going on. No, I'm good.
Got the eel pot's right around the corner from there.
Boy, that's just like a festival of craziness.
It's a 15-minute stagger.
So we're looking for the best dive bar in all of Connecticut. Here are some highlights from yesterday.
We used to throw darts at the cockroaches on the wall. There was one huge one that stayed on the wall with a dart to its back till the day it closed.
Oh, wow. No.
During bonanza hour in the afternoon. Too.
Frank and his dad were so small, the bar comes up to your waist for normal people. So when you sit down the bar, you're like, your knees are touching the top of the bar, which is strange.
We were good friends with the owners. The owner's name, his nickname was Moose, and his wife's name was Patty.
It's an old dilapidated building, and they used to take the motorcycle oil and grease the floors with it. So the floors are treated in Harley Davidson oil.
We're rich in dive bars.
Yes, we are.
KP Anderson is here. He recently moved to Connecticut. Aren't you happy?
I am so happy. You know, I just remember this. I have to tell you guys, I played years ago. I was touring through Canada for like a month of one night gigs, just all over the place, in like the middle of Canada. No place, like no Toronto, no Vancouver, no Montreal. Just
country Canada.
Just country Canada. And I was in Kerrobert, Saskatchewan, and I played a place which might be the greatest dive bar I've ever been to. It was called Dave's Grill, and the sign outside said, "Where our food is cooked by you on Dave's Grill." And it was literally some dude's house with a big, like Miller beer sign out front with that on it.
Oh, damn.
And you go in, and, like, the kitchen's open, the fridge is open, there's booze on the counter, and you literally just go, "Hey, Dave, I'm taking a steak, okay?" And you go grab a steak and a beer, and you throw it, and you go out back, and you throw it on the grill, and you cook your own food, and then you sit down and eat, and then a comedy show happens.
Damn.
That was a great gig.
That actually sounds great.
It was a DIY place.
That sounds great.
Nice.
Yeah. Well, I don't think you'll see any of that with the crock pot at the Elm Cafe.
No.
Bring your own crock pot.
Yes.
Boy, that is awesome.
The Elm Cafe, really, in my mind, is going to make the finals.
Yes.
I don't know how it doesn't make the finals.
So many people have called it in. Yeah.
I would just start fashioning the trophy with a crock pot on top instead of any kind of regular.
And a fly. Gotta have a fly on it.
Spencer in Windsor.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Anybody mentioned the back door in Chaplin yet?
Not yet.
No.
All right. Back door in Chaplin. You haven't been to a dive bar till you've been there.
Okay. Really?
Why is it called the back door?
Biker bar. It's been there for a lot of years, since I was a little kid, and I'm in my almost 60. So
okay, that's important. It has to have longevity.
Yep. Right.
It has to have that, you know, when you walk in, it just smells like decades of spilt beer.
Right. Well, the back door's
cigarette
open.
Smoke, urine.
Fits perfect.
Biker bar, so there's a dress code.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes, exactly.
Right, no suits.
Funny, quick story. I was on my way on a bike trip with a bunch of guys. We stopped someplace in West Virginia looking for a dive bar one night. We asked around, and we were getting some funny looks. And we didn't understand, but they told us where the dive bar was. We went, and guess what? It doesn't mean the same thing as it does here.
Uh-oh.
It's a lesbian bar.
Oh.
I think the V was replaced with another letter, I think, is what.
Exactly. How are you pronouncing it?
We were getting the funny looks.
Interesting.
Wow.
Yep.
So you went? Did you go?
All right. Well, we're looking for dive bars. Dive bars.
Right.
All right, Spencer. Yeah. Thank you.
Appreciate
it. Have a good.
You too, brother. Tammy in Bridgeport.
Hey, has anyone heard of the Windsock in Stratford?
Yes.
Oh. Okay.
Okay.
I've heard of it.
Okay. Hold on.
Have you been there?
Wait. No.
No.
I've driven
past. That's a great dive bar. Late night, heavy pours.
Heavy pours are good.
Right. It's by the airport, right?
Heavy pours, late night.
That's why it's called Windsock.
Yep.
All right. Stratford, Windsock. Anything else? Any crock pots in the window? Any personality traits?
Winnie Wednesday?
No, there is a small kitchen. The food is good, and there's like three things on the menu every night. But the kitchen closes at like 10, so I only go late night.
Right.
But so I don't usually eat there. But they have a meatloaf that people rave about. I don't know. I don't know.
If you want onions, I'll put in the armpit. There you go.
I don't know.
Eat your onions. I can really taste the Windsock on this.
Heavy pour.
Yeah, heavy pours are good.
Yes.
We like heavy pours.
Right.
I've actually got one to throw in a nomination. I completely forgot about this right around the corner from my place.
Oh.
In Greenwich. The Two Doors Pub in Greenwich.
Huh. Two Doors.
It's on Hamilton Avenue.
Okay.
And she just reminded me. They've got Thursday nights. They do a Thursday nights. You can get a burger or you can get a chicken parm.
Nice.
And that's it.
Right.
And the burger is basically the size of this desk, and the chicken parm is bigger.
Oh, my God. Really?
Yeah. But it's every qualification exists inside of this place. It's Greenwich's one lone great dive bar.
It smells like Tinkle.
Okay, hold on.
And you can see me there.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay, so wait. It's been open for decades?
Yeah. It's been open for decades.
Right.
All right.
Former New York cop owns it.
Right.
They play Steelers games on Sundays. Hasn't been remodeled in decades. They've got a every Sunday during football, they've got a whole, you know, grid bet thing going on.
Right.
Like you can buy squares. Like it's a thing.
Wow.
It's a dive bar.
I have a feeling that a dive bar in Greenwich is like a fancy place.
No, not at all. Not at all.
Seriously.
It qualifies.
Huh.
It qualifies in every single way.
Right. You're sure it's not dirty enough, sir?
This dive bar is not dirty enough.
Right.
All right, I'm writing it down. Two Doors Pub,
wow.
Greenwich.
Yep. Greenwich.
People will revolt if a place in Greenwich.
Oh no, it's not
going to
win.
But it should be mentioned.
Yeah,
it's an honorable
Greenwich
mention.
Greenwich alone will kill it, but it is a definitely honorable mention.
Oh, yeah.
If you get to Greenwich and you need a dive bar, that's your joint.
Like if we put this place somewhere else, it could possibly win.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's just Greenwich hurts.
Absolutely.
It.
Right. The cranky guy that owns it doesn't want. Yeah, lay.
Oh,
yeah.
All of that. Right?
Yeah.
Good.
Yep.
Good. Jim in Litchfield.
Yeah, so somebody was talking about Sam the Clam.
Yes.
I don't know if that really qualifies as a dive bar, but I was there many years ago, and they have a sign on the bar saying, we have the right to refuse service and throw you out. Well, there was this guy yelling like crazy in the place, and I said to the bartender, I said, you should exercise that. And she said, I would, but he owns the place.
That's Sam.
Okay.
They do have excellent food and stuff, though. But a dive bar called Bohemian Pizza in Litchfield.
I've been past there.
Down.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Oh, before it burnt down, let me tell you, that was a dive bar. It was a fun place. I mean, you could go there, have a fun time. For
it's
sure,
still there now, though, right? They rebuilt it, didn't they?
They rebuilt it. I haven't been in
it. It wouldn't qualify, though.
Yeah, now it's nice.
I've been there recently.
I've been past there. Yeah, it's nice.
It's really nice. They have great vegan pizza, by the way.
Oh, that's good to know.
Definitely not going to qualify.
Nope.
If you have vegan options,
right.
You are not a dive bar.
No, you are not. No.
Right. All right, Jim. Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Bedelia in Portland.
Yes. How are you guys this morning?
Good.
We're fine.
I used to own a bar in Muda, so this goes under the RIP. Muda's, Connecticut.
Ooh.
It was called RIP.
Knuckleheads.
Knuckleheads.
Oh, nice.
Knuckleheads Cafe in Muda.
Nice.
Well, there's a famous,
hot dog place. Like beer and piss and
pee. Say tinkle.
Tinkle. Pee.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's all right. That's all right.
But it was definitely a biker bar, and I used to have to, when they got too drunk, I would actually have to take their bikes and bring them into the other room till they sobered up to take
the other room. You'd roll the bikes into the other room.
Had to hide their bikes.
Yeah, we had a couch in there, and I had to sometimes get people from fornicating on it. And
the couch from hell,
right? The crunchy couch.
Was anybody ever stabbed in there? And they
take that stale pee or tinkle and stale beer smell. Let me tell you something. That couch had so many smells. Like what AJ said yesterday about the hair in the urinals.
Yep.
What'd you call it? The International Festival of Hair?
Yes. Hair of All Nations.
Hair of All Nations. That's usually the urinal, yes. The Hair of All Nations.
Let me ask you this.
We check the bathrooms at night. And I go in there with a baseball bat because I didn't know who would be in there. One night I walked in and there was two naked people underneath the urinal that was overflow dripping on their heads. And they were naked on the floor, passed out.
Wow.
Wait, they were naked and passed out.
Passed out.
Oh, love can't be held back.
No, we're talking like naked. They were on the floor. Then
that's a perfect caption for that picture,
right?
Love is.
We had a popcorn machine, and I didn't allow them to put their hands in it because I didn't know where their hands were.
Let me ask you this. Let me ask you this. Was anybody ever stabbed there and they kept drinking?
That's how I met my husband. I hit him in the head with a cue ball.
Wow. That's right.
Wait.
That's right. She mentioned this.
Yes.
You whale him with a cue ball.
Yeah, I'm the one that lives in a field.
Right.
Out in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, in the RV. Right.
Bedelia.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's all coming back to me now.
Yeah, but
now
it all makes sense all of a sudden.
Yeah.
I can tell you so many stories about this bar. I mean, I had people come from all over the East Coast. I used to do prime rib dinners. Don't worry, I did wash my hands, and I am actually certified to cook.
Nice.
And, I had people come from everywhere, and we'd have pig roast, we'd have mud wrestling, we would have jello wrestling, sex toy parties. It was
sex
crazy.
Toy parties.
Sex toy parties.
Right, kind of like Tupperware, but different.
Carl in Old Saybrook.
Hey.
Hey.
Good morning. Morning, guys.
Morning to you.
Hey, the Monkey Farm at Old Saybrook has to be the absolute best dive bar in Connecticut.
The Monkey Farm?
I'm pushing the Monkey Farm.
Huh. Making sure I heard right.
It sounds fun.
Right.
There used to be a monkey bar in Derby.
Right.
I used to DJ there. It's just a fun name.
Right. When folks get mad, they throw feces at you.
No, this is called the Monkey Farm. I'm pushing 60. I've been there since I was too young to drink. going there. They didn't have food until probably about 10 years ago. Everything was, you know, a bag of chips on one of those hanging things.
Yep. The rack.
The building is probably built in the 1800s. I mean, it's a dive bar.
You actually smell
the monkey. Describe the bathroom to us.
Yes.
It's got a toilet. No, actually, I think they put a urinal in about 5 years ago in the men's room.
Nice.
Innovative. You can get two people standing straight up. It's about the size of a coffin.
Okay.
Right. So,
how's it smell?
Not good.
Okay.
Not good.
Right.
Paper towels?
Mosaic tiles?
Paper towels, usually on the floor.
Nice.
Where
they belong.
But, a lot of slobs.
Good. Anyway, it's a great bar. There's another bar in the other part of the state, the Duck.
The Duck.
It's like an old barge. And it's
oh,
like
the Black Duck.
The Black Duck.
The Black Duck. Yeah, I've been there.
I've stood on the stage. Our band played there a few times, and it kind of lists to one side.
Yeah.
But I would consider that a dive bar as well.
Yeah,
it's interesting. I wonder if that's a dive bar because...
more of a restaurant, really.
Yeah. Well, there's never an element of danger there.
No, except for the place
it's
sinking.
It's in Westport.
Except for the place
right?
sinking.
It's Westport.
It is Westport, yeah. Right in the dock.
It's underneath the highway.
Yeah.
Anyway.
It's like what KP was saying about that place in Greenwich, you know?
Yeah.
That's it's a problem.
Hard to, like, Westport, Darien, Greenwich. It's hard to New Haven. Hard to, not New Haven. What the heck? What's wrong with New Canaan?
New Canaan.
Yeah, New Canaan. Hard to get good dive bar points in there. Under the freeway helps.
Yeah.
That's right.
Under the freeway helps.
With the Black Duck, I ordered something that had an olive in it, and the olive fell out of my dish, and it rolled across the table.
Yeah, it is not level there.
No.
Yeah. An improperly hung urinal can give points.
The Monkey Farm and Old Saverick anyway, guys.
Monkey
Have
Farm.
A great day.
All right, we got that written down.
Monkey Farm.
That sounds great. Thank
Monkey
you.
Monkey Farm.
We're looking for Connecticut's best or worst, depending on your view.
Yes.
Dive bar. Ricky from Seven Seas.
Do I qualify?
No. No, your place is great.
We love your place.
They used to call us the Seven Sleeves in the 70s. Milford Center used to be the dive bar epic place. You had
the epicenter?
KP Anderson is here.
You had the office, and you had Jake's. Like, bang, 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 all the way around Daniel Street, right? Listen, we still have the smoke eaters up on the ceilings, and the ceiling tiles are kind of iffy.
No, your place has character.
Yeah, it does.
This is not a dive bar.
Right.
I'm sorry, man. You're not a dive bar.
Right. You
Even
think...
Boston John signed the men's bathroom. Doesn't that count for something? No.
No.
No points on that one?
Now, you're a great place.
Seven Seas has great food.
Yeah. Yeah, the home lobster roll.
There's no smell of urine when
Please,
you go to the bathroom.
Please, downgrade this man's restaurant.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're too good to be on this list.
Right.
JP, you got to stop by.
KP.
It's
KP. All right, Ricky, thank you.
Right.
Ricky has a lot of energy.
Stop
we
drinking.
Love Ricky.
I will stop by. He can call me whatever he wants.
Stop
okay. KP, you should take your wife to downtown Milford on a nice Saturday or Sunday and walk around and go to like some of the restaurants and shops.
Yeah.
You'll love it.
Yeah.
Cool.
It's really cool. And stop by Seven Seas.
Yep.
Will do.
John in Southington.
Hello.
Hey.
Hello.
I'm a connoisseur of these establishments. I hang out with all of them. You're missing some things from your list of qualifications.
Oh, what good. Do you got? What do you got? What do you got?
Well, they have to open up at 9 a.m.
Okay.
And the bar is full at 9:01.
In time for breakfast. Yes. The guys with the butter rolls. Yep.
Mm.
Yeah. Also, a lot of the best dive bars buy their liquor from the package stores because they're cut off from their distributor.
Gotcha.
Oh, because they weren't able to pay their bills.
Right.
Right.
Okay.
The bartender will usually flash you at one point.
Really?
Oh, flash by a bartender?
Okay. What if it's a dude? What's in my drink?
Another good qualification is the owner or the bartender is getting just as drunk as the customers.
That was me.
And I don't go back. I don't go to these places after 6 o'clock at night. East Haven used to be the epicenter of dive bars with Smitty's and Michael's. I even posted on Facebook.
I heard of them.
Yes. Now, Michael's was bad. Right now, West Haven has the best dive bars.
Really?
You have Johnny's Cafe. Yep, that's got to be listed.
What about Burton's? That was called in yesterday. Sounded pretty good.
Yeah.
I hang out at Burton's all the time. The owner's a really nice guy. It's a family-owned place from the 30s.
Would you call it a dive bar?
Yeah, it meets some of the qualifications, but they're nice people. But a real dive bar is a little sleazier, you know?
Okay.
By the way, 70s used to be a dive bar back in the 70s. It was. My father hung there. But like I said, they got to open up early, got to have your regulars. You don't want to go back in at night. I wanted to say Johnny's Cafe, Randall's is the only – Randall's got great food.
All right, hold on. We're going to hire you as a consultant.
Encyclopedia over here.
Hold on. He's well-versed in the dive bar life of Connecticut. Grab his number. All right. Ruth, did you look up Elm Cafe?
I did. I found a couple of Yelp reviews and Reddit comments. So Clifford B. from the Bronx writes, Elm Cafe comes right out of the script via Hollywood. Was Roadhouse filmed here? The establishment sits amongst a rocky, dirty, gravel parking lot where you can visualize 30 aligned motorcycles astride the establishment. It looks like one of those places where barroom brawls are taken outside.
Wow.
I love it.
From Reddit, someone wrote, used to go there when I was like 11 to 13 to watch my dad play darts. The walls and ceiling were covered in Playboy and Hustler centerfolds.
Yeah. Okay. That's it.
Nice.
The Elm Cafe in Brantford's going to make the finals.
Yeah, big time, yes.